Amen. Everybody awake this morning?
Yes, sir.
Good. Because we're about to, read scripture, I guess. Y'all can turn over while we're there, receiving, tithing, offering. Y'all can turn over to Joshua, please. Joshua 1. The first Sunday of every month, me and Pastor Chelsea will be in Oklahoma. So we'll do the book on the 9th of January. That's the second Sunday, just so everybody knows, the second Sunday. Thank you for reminding me to announce that, because I would have forgot. And everybody had shown up, and I'd have looked like a fool. So we'll do that on the 9th of January. Amen? Amen. All right. So I believe this morning we'll be talking about being fully persuaded. Amen. We'll see how we're going. It's changed a few times, so we'll just kind of go however God wants us to go. Amen. Make sure you're amening. That way we can go wherever, how God wants us to go. Amen. And pulling. Amen. Pulling on the anointing. Amen. Everybody's at Joshua 1. Amen. I'll pray. Father God, we love, thank you, and praise you, and magnify your holy name. And I thank you, Father God, not my will this morning, but your will. And Father God, I thank you, not what I want to say, but what you want to say. And I thank you, Father God, that everybody will get out this morning, everything that you will have for them individually. And I thank you, Father God, not only for them, but also for me. I thank you, Father God, that I pull on the anointing right now in the mighty name of Jesus that you placed on my life by the faith that you gave us. Excuse me. And I thank you, Father God, make my tongue as the pen of a ready writer, bringing forth truths this morning from your word, unveiling and revealing to us, Father God. And I thank you, Father God, we will leave changed, and I thank you, Father God, we will leave different. Amen. And I thank you. We receive it right now by faith in the name of Jesus. Everybody agreed, said amen.
Amen.
Joshua 1, we'll start about verse 1. Amen. It says, now after the death of Moses, I'm reading King James, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Who's talking to him? Right? Amen. Who's he talking to? Who's talking to Joshua? Amen. All right, go back to verse 2. It says, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now arise and go back to verse 1, please. Right there it says, now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto who?
Joshua.
There we are. Amen. So now everybody knows that who's talking to Joshua? That the Lord spake unto Joshua, God, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan now, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place, amen, that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you. As I said unto Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man. Amen. You should underline that. There shall not any man be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Amen. All the days of your life. Amen. Especially we have the God gave us authority. Amen. The authority that Jesus used while he's here on the earth, we have. Amen. And so now if we think we're having trouble at work, we have the authority that Jesus gave us. And we can take the authority over that demon that's influencing that person to give us a hard time all the time. Amen. We can use our authority. It's our God-given right. He gave it to us to use, so use it. Amen. Enforce it. Hallelujah. And it's not you, the one that has to back it. It's not by your power. It's not your authority. You're using his authority that he gave you to use. The reason a lot of people don't use it because they think it's their authority. And so they think they're too weak to do anything. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not what? Fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong. Be strong and be strong and of good courage. For unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper. Hallelujah. Glory be to God forevermore. Whethersoever. Amen. Hallelujah. Thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Amen. Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, pass through the host. Amen. So God just went through and told him, look, this land belongs to you. Get up and go possess it, and you'll prosper whithersoever you go. Every place that the foot of your, the land that your foot went on belongs to you. Go get it. Right? It's exactly what God told him. He said, be strong. Don't be dismayed. Be of full courage. Amen. He told him to be strong and be encouraged a few times. Right? There was something me and Chelsea was listening to the other day. The guy said, how do you say it? He said, some people are trying to do before they be. He said, some people are trying to do before they be. He said, see, just like he told Joshua, he said, be strong, be of courage, don't be dismayed. He said, and he told him to do that, be that, and now go do. Some people are trying to do before God tells them to be. I said, man, that is good. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Turn over to Joshua 14 real fast, please. Joshua 14, we'll go to verse 7. Joshua 14, verse 7 right here, it says, 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to espy. That's a fun word. To espy out the land. And I brought him word again. As it was, where? I would underline that. Where? Go back to that verse, please. Yeah, thank you. As it was, where?
In his heart.
In his heart.
Come on now. That's good. Amen.
See, he knew what he was going to answer before he even left out to spy out the land. And the other guys already knew what they were going to answer before they even went out and spied the land. Because look at their track record. Look at their track record. Every single day they complained about something and nothing was good enough. Look at it. Go back and read the Bible if you'd like. You'll see that I'm not lying. Everything they complained about, God, this isn't good enough. God, now we ain't got no meat. Then he brought in Numbers, I believe it talked about waist-deep quail. Waist-deep into the camp. Millions of people of waist-deep quail still complained. And then water out of a rock, still complained. Got them out of slavery, still complained. Cloud by day, still complained. Fire by night, still complained. Don't have to be slave. All the people that they were slave to, they gave them all their gold, still complained. Just their track record. So, it just like it was in their heart, whenever they went and spied out the land, they were still coming back with an evil report. But Joshua and Caleb weren't of that bunch. See, it was already in their heart, look, God told us this is our land. God told us this belongs to us. It was in their heart. They didn't allow what everybody else always complained about and what everybody else always talked about and believed to affect them because they knew what God said. They knew what God said and they knew what belonged to them. They didn't go off, well, my dad's dad, uncle, you know, they said that, you know, prosperity's not for us. Well, that's fine if that's what you want to believe. That's fine. But I'm telling you, I'm not. I'm telling you right now, I'm not. I'm not believing that. I found too many scriptures that talks about overflow for me and my family. I found too many scriptures that talks about that we can live in abundance for me and my family. So I'm not going to live in lack. I'm not going to. And I don't have to. Because to be honest with you, it's going to hurt some people's feelings. But God's placed millionaire status on the inside of everybody. Because what kind of God would create somebody to fellowship with to make them live in lack? See, it's the individual person that chooses to live there. Amen. I'm not mad. I'm excited. Amen. As it was, where? In his heart, right? Look, go over the Numbers real fast, please. 13. Let's just go over there. I believe that's where it's at. Numbers. Numbers 13. Numbers 13 right here. It talks about verse 25, and it says it. Everybody there? Numbers 13, 25? Sorry. Amen. Numbers 13, 25, it says, and they returned from what? Searching of the land after 40 days. And they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel unto the wilderness of Paran and Kadesh. And brought back word unto them and unto all the congregation and showed them the fruit of the land. And they told him and said, we came unto the land whither thou sentest, and surely, just, man, it's just kind of really mind-boggling. They're like, man, look, God's not lying. This place, it flows with milk and honey. And the fruit of it, it took two of us, obviously, to carry back these grapes. Nevertheless, and then they fell off. Seen everything that belonged to them. They're right there at the edge of everything that God promised them. Oh, yes, look at that. God said it's ours. That belongs to us. But, I've got to do something. Can you just give it to me without me having to read the Bible or something? Amen. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites and the Jebusites, the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea, and by the coast of Jordan. And Caleb, amen. Thank God there was at least two people there that wouldn't allow what everybody else was saying to get on the inside of them. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it. Because, see, he knew the excitement was still there. Because they already showed him the grapes. Look at the size of these grapes. And it flows with milk and honey. So he knows the excitement is still there. So that's why he's saying, let's go up at once, right now. Let's go possess it. Because he knows the excitement's there. And if I keep letting them talk negative to y'all, it's going to get on the inside of you. So let's start moving now. Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. But the men that went up with him said, we are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they brought up an evil report of the land. That's interesting, because a few scriptures before it says, surely. It's just like God said, it floweth with milk and honey. And now it says that they brought up an evil report of the land. It says the land. The land. But a while ago, the land surely flows with milk and honey like God said. But now you're saying that the land is evil? So now you don't believe nothing. You're just like, you just believe whatever wind and doctrine's coming up. You just up and down. I believe today. Maybe it's not true. Well, yes, I'm in faith today. That's mine. I don't know if it is mine. That is mine. It belongs to me. I just don't feel good. Amen. Hallelujah. Didn't know we was going this way this morning. Smile. It'll be all right. We'll get through it. I ain't lying. Amen. the land which evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, we could probably go back over to Joshua. Huh? Joshua. Go back to Joshua real fast, please. Joshua 14. Say that again. Oh. Random amen. Thank you, though. I do appreciate your amens, Wendy Jean. I appreciate them. Fourteen seven. where were we at? 14:7. Okay, yep. 40 years. We already read that, right? In the own heart. Yeah. Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt, but I wholly followed the Lord my God. Amen. Amen. And Moses swore on that day, saying, surely the land whereon thy foot have trodden shall be thine inheritance and thy children's forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord thy God, my God. Amen. And now, behold, the Lord hath kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, ever since the Lord spake this word unto Moses while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. Amen. Was he with them?
Yes.
I like that he doesn't ever put himself there with them. He was with them, but he says the children of Israel. He doesn't say while we wandered. Because he wasn't wandering. He knew exactly where he was going. He knew exactly what belonged to him, and he knew exactly what God promised him. While the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. Amen. So how old is he now? 85. 85 years old now. And yet, I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now. For war both to go out and to come in. Hallelujah. Now therefore give me this mountain. Amen. Whereof the Lord spake in that day. For thou heardest in that day how the were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. If so be the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. And Joshua blessed him, and gave unto Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, Hebron, for an inheritance. Amen. So he was 85 whenever he went up and grabbed it, right? And it became his inheritance, right? Amen. But the main part of all that was, he never let go what God told him from the beginning. He never let go of it, did he? Regardless of everything that was going on, he still had to go through the wilderness with everybody acting crazy. He never lost sight of it, and he never stopped just knowing that this land, it belongs to me. This land is my inheritance. I will receive this land. It's mine. I have it. This is mine. He didn't allow everything that was going on around him to affect him or to get on the inside of him, because he could have started complaining at any moment. He could have. Any moment he could have started complaining. Well, now I got to be out here with these stupid people. Now I got to wander around. This is just great. Right? He could have. But doesn't say that he did. So I don't believe that he did. I really don't. Turn over to Romans 4 real fast, please. Amen. Where'd I tell y'all to go? All right, sounds good. I'll pull that up in the Passion, please. Romans 4:18. against all odds. Go to 17 real fast, please. Let me read that one. That's what the scripture means when it says, I have made you the father of many nations. He is our example and father. For in God's presence, he believed that God can raise the dead and call into being things that don't even exist yet. Right? Amen. Against all odds. That's all odds. Amen. When it looked hopeless, Abraham believed the promise and expected God to fulfill it. Amen. Expected God to fulfill it. Amen. So I started looking up. Well, let me finish this real fast. He took God at his word, and as a result, he became the father of many nations. God's declaration over him came to pass. Amen. Your descendants will be so many that they will be impossible to count. Amen. So expected, I started looking it up, and a few definitions that I got, one of them was anticipated. Another one was looked for, watch for, look forward to, look ahead to, be prepared for. Amen. I like the one, the anticipated or the look forward to. Right? Because whenever you're expecting, you're looking forward to something, right? Yeah. It's like Christmas. Yeah. Kids. Or if whenever you have kids and you tell them, you know, this summer whenever we get out of school, we're going to take y'all to Disneyland or World or whatever, someplace. And so, and you could tell them that at, you know, at like December or November or something. Well, they'll start waking you up at 2 o'clock in the morning, January, asking you, how much longer until we go to Disneyland? Well, we still got about 6 months till we go. And then the next week, they'll ask you, how much longer do we got until we go to Disneyland? Or they'll have, if they're a little older, they'll have a calendar, and they'll be in there not just marking days off. Look at people that are getting retired or people having birthdays or whatever. What are they doing? They're excited about it. Boy, they ain't there marking days off. I only got these many days left. Why? Because they're anticipating this day. They're excited about it. When's the last time you got excited about something you was believing God for? He looked forward to it. Amen. Will you pull that back up, please? I need my... Will you grab my iPad off my desk, please? Against all odds, when it looked hopeless. It did look hopeless. Because he is well past the age, him and his wife. It looked hopeless. It looked like nobody around here is having kids. Amen. But, regardless, God told him, and so it came to pass, right? Let me pull it up here. Sorry, give me a minute. Against all odds, when it looked hopeless, Abraham believed the promise and expected God to fulfill it. Expected God to fulfill it. He didn't expect his mom to fulfill it. He didn't expect his job to fulfill it. He didn't expect his wife to fulfill it. See, his eyes was on God. His eyes wasn't on anything else. His eyes wasn't on anything else. Too many times we get our eyes on other things to fulfill what we're trying to believe God for. Amen. It's like whenever we're believing God for finances or something. Now, don't get me wrong. Sometimes if we are believing God for finances, he will bring some work or something like that. But if we're believing God for finances and then we go out and start looking for work or extra work or too much overtime, that's us trying to do it for God. Amen. Now, if God is leading you to do something like that, then God's leading you to do it. Amen. 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 You need to be led, though, right? We need to be led. I don't know if I want to say that. Abraham believed God, right?
Yes.
Yeah, there it is, that page. I was looking for that page. I was like, what in the world happened to my notes? One of y'all was in my office switching them up, wasn't you? I was like, where did they go, Chelsea? And they're sabotaging me. Now we're back. Abraham believed God. Believed God. Is that future tense, past tense? Believed. Past. Past. So believing's kind of like future. Well, I'm believing God will. I'm believing God will heal me. I'm believing I will get that. I'm believing this. Because let's read Mark 11 real fast. Let's Mark 11, 23, please. Mark 11, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in their heart, but shall believe that those things shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Next, please. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you what? So once you believe, you receive them. Then what? So after you believe it, you received it. That's it. That's it. You believed you received it, right? So why are you still believing it? Because as soon as you believed you received it, it means you have it, right? So why are you still believing? Because you've received it. Y'all see what I'm saying? So if I'm believing for something, and it says, believe that you what? So if I'm believing for something, and I'm like, God, I thank you for this, and I'll receive it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. It's mine and it belongs to me. I'll give you all a great example. Who was here that Wednesday night? I showed the video of Brother Hagin whenever he had the palsy. He had paralysis on the side of his face. And he went to church that night. And he went up. He said, Pastor, I want you to pray for my face. He said, he'd smile. He said this side, it'd go back. But this side, the whole side of his face would just stay still. He said, so I'd smile, and this side had movement, this side had none. And he said, I don't even know what the pastor prayed. Because he said, I was just waiting for him to say amen, because that's the place I knew I'd release my faith. Because he said, as soon as he said amen, I'd release my faith, and it was mine, and I'd have it now. And so he said amen, and I said amen, it's mine, I have it now. And he left. And started going home. And the people he went with, they said, so you're healed? He said, yeah, I'm healed. And he said they'd be walking along, and he'd walk underneath the light or something, and they'd be laughing or something, and he'd go to smile, and they'd go, you're not healed. He'd go, yeah, I am. No, you're not. I can see your face. The side of your face still ain't working right. He said, yeah, I am. Whenever the pastor prayed for me, I received it right then.
Amen.
He said, as soon as he said amen, I released my faith. That's when I received my healing. And they were looking at his face to see if he received his healing. He said, I received my healing as soon as he said amen. That's when I released my faith. I received it right then. And they were like, no, you didn't receive it. They went to one of the people's houses, and that girl brought her mom out and said, look at Kenneth's face. Does it look the same? She goes, yeah. You still got paralysis. He goes, I'm healed. I'm telling you, I'm healed. Amen. You don't look like it. It still looks the same. He said, it doesn't matter what I look like. I'm telling you right now, I received it. As soon as the pastor said amen, I released my faith and I received my healing. I'm not believing for my healing. I received my healing as soon as he said amen. Amen. And so the next morning he said, I woke up, my face was normal, fine. See, too many times we're believing. When are we going to get to the receiving part, though?
Come on.
Because receiving is right after believing. Stop. Once you believe, receive it and settle it. Don't go off of nothing else but what the Word of God says. That is it. That's the one that's going to tell you if you have it or not. And I'm telling you right now, if it's in the Word of God, it belongs to you. Healing belongs to you. Finances belongs to you. Victory belongs to you. Amen. Believe that you receive them and you'll have them. Amen. And so everybody, all of his friends, was very confused. Very, very confused. And they were like, you are crazy. Because there is no way you're healed. I'm looking at your face right now. You're smiling. This side of your face is going back. You got movement when you blink. This eye is staying wide open. There's no movement over here when you smile. He's like, I'm telling you right now. As soon as the pastor said amen, I received my healing. But they're going off of physical senses, what they're seeing. And that's what people go off of whenever they're believing God for something. Well, my physical senses, I know I prayed and I said amen and I'm believing for it, but my physical senses say, or what I'm looking at my bank account, it says, or my body says, but what does the Word of God say? What does the Word of God say? Because why are you taking what your body says over what the Word of God says? Why are you taking what your bank account says over what the Word of God says? Amen. And Brother Hagin, you know, let's be honest. That would have been tough. And why hang out with people like that to try to talk you right out of your healing? You got to be strong and just stay with it and know that you know. This is mine and it belongs to me. Amen. And people constantly telling you it's not, you don't have it the whole time. And Brother Hagin talked about after he went home that night, he said it was a little rough for a while. He said because I laid down in bed to go to sleep and so I'd shut my eyes and then that eye on that other side, he said it'd just go open. And so I'd try to go to sleep, but that eye would just open right back up because he'd try to pull it down, and then it'd just go right back open. You know, Satan would really mess with you then. See, I'm telling you, you didn't receive your healing. Look at your eye. It ain't shutting. You can't even go to sleep now. And see, a lot of times we'll allow that kind of conversation to get into us, and then we'll be like, yeah, you know, you might be right. I thought I did receive my healing. But why would I listen to somebody that just constantly lies all the time? Amen. So, believed, I looked up Oxford, the Thayers, sounds good. It means to be persuaded of, right? And then the Oxford means to be convinced. Be convinced. I like that. And that sounded like Caleb. That really, whenever I read that, I was like, that's Caleb. Because God told him, this is your land. It belongs to you. Go get it. Amen. So we got to get away from the believing, right? Amen. Because once we, let's read it again real fast. Amen. Mark 11:24. It says, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that what? You receive them, and what? You shall have them. Amen. Amen. Where are we going from there? Believe that you receive them and you'll have them, right? Amen. Go back to Romans 4 real fast, please. Romans 4, 18 still, please. Thank you. In the Passion. Sorry, I forgot to tell you. Against all odds, when it looked hopeless, Abraham believed the promise and expected God to fulfill it. Amen. He took God at his word. Amen. And as a result, he became the father of many nations. God's declaration over him came to pass. Amen. Your descendants will be so many that they will be impossible to count. Next, please. In spite of being nearly 100 years old, when the promise of having a son was made, his faith was so strong that it could not be undermined. Excuse me. Undermined by the fact that he and Sarah were incapable of conceiving a child. Incapable. I looked up undermined, and I actually got quite a few different definitions from a few different places. I'll read them to you. One was to subvert or weaken insidiously or secretly. To weaken or ruin by degrees. Having the foundation removed. Lessen the effectiveness. Power or ability of. So lessen the effectiveness, the power or ability of. To make someone less confident or less likely to succeed. To undermine. To undermine. Amen. By the fact that he and Sarah were incapable of conceiving a child. So that being 100 years old, and yet God's telling y'all know you're going to have a baby, right? Which he told them that before they were 100. But now they're at 100, and so the promise is still there, yeah. Right? And so now they're like, man, we passed the age. So we passed the age. How many of y'all want to have a baby at 90? 99, 100? Look at y'all. Yeah, you do. Yeah, not today, Satan. It could not be undermined by the fact that he and Sarah were incapable of conceiving a child. Next, please. He never stopped believing God's promise. For he was made strong in his faith to father a child. Amen. And because he was mighty in faith and convinced that God had all the power needed to fulfill his promise, Abraham glorified God. So now you can see why Abraham's faith was credited to his account as righteousness before God. Amen. The verse 20, please. He never stopped believing God's promise, for he was made strong in his faith to father a child. Amen. If you look it up, if you have the Passion right there after he was made strong in his faith, if you got a phone or whatever, you can. There's a letter beside strong in his faith, and if you click it, it says, or he was empowered in faith. Right? And so I looked up empowered in the Noah Webster, and it means authorized, having legal or moral right. Look up Mark 11:22 real fast, please. Mark 11:22. We'll read it out of the King James. And Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. If you got a Bible with a margin, I got a number beside mine, number 2. It says, have the faith of God. And other translations will say, have the God kind of faith. Amen. And so empowered, authorized, having legal or moral right. Amen. So we have the kind of faith. We have the kind of faith that created the world. We have a measure of the kind of faith that brought this world into existence. We do. Each and every one of us have a measure of the kind of faith that brought this world into existence. Amen. So that anytime something comes up, you got to remind yourself of that. Tell yourself, I have a measure of the kind of faith that created this world. I have a measure of the kind of faith that brought this world into existence. Amen. Remind yourself of it. We have the God kind of faith. Because where do you think faith came from? Where do you think it came from? Came from God. Amen. God dealt to every man the measure of faith. Where do you think he dealt it from? Himself. Amen. How do you think this world came about? Through faith that he used. And we have a measure of it. Amen. We have a measure of faith that he used to create this world. Amen. Hallelujah. And so he was empowered, right? He was empowered in his faith, made him strong. He never stopped believing God's promise, for he was made strong in his faith. He just thought about it. I got the same kind of faith God's got. I got the same kind of faith that brought this world into motion, that created this world, that put every living creature here, that made man in his likeness and in his image, that put all the gold here, that put all the silver here, all the oil here, that made the heavens and the earth. I got a measure of that kind of faith.
Right.
Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know about y'all. I'm glad I came today. Hallelujah. I'll just read it to you real fast. In the Amplified Classic, it says, no unbelief or distrust made him waver, doubtingly questioned concerning the promise of God. But he grew strong and was empowered by faith as he gave praise and glory to God. Amen.
Amen.
The classic, I'll finish reading it. He was strong in his faith to father a child. And because he was mighty in faith and convinced. Amen. You know, you need to write that word down. Convinced. Convinced. It means certain. Certain. Amen. You need to be certain that what God said actually belongs to you.
Yes.
Healing belongs to you for certainty. It belongs to you. It's yours. Amen. Prosperity belongs to you. It's yours. Amen. Convinced that God had all the power needed to fulfill his promises. Amen. So what did Abraham do? At the end of the, pull up the Passion, please. What did Abraham do at the end? Glorified God. Because he knew, Abraham knew that God had all the power needed to fulfill his promises. Abraham knew, look, I know I can't do it. But I know God has all the power needed to fulfill his promises. And so he just gave glory to God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I ain't got to try to do it. I ain't got to try to work it out. And I ain't got to try to figure it out. So he just gave praise to God. Amen. And it happened, right? Amen. It did happen. Amen. Convinced means certain. Amen. I think I'm going to stop. Amen. I am going to stop. Amen. Amen. Well, did y'all get anything?
Yes, sir.
Well, good. Amen. Father God, we do love, thank you, and praise you, and magnify your holy name. We thank you, Father God, for this word this morning. I thank you, Father God, we will continue to meditate on it and to grow in it. And I thank you, Father God, it will keep us. It will help us, and it'll keep us. And I thank you, Father God, that we will not allow it to be stolen from us. I thank you, Father God, that we'll watch it. I thank you we'll cherish it. Because I thank you, Father God, everything that you reveal to us is something that you give to us to help us go through life so that we're not defeated every day. That we're able to live victorious every single day, Father God. We thank you for that. And we give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory for it. In the name of Jesus, everybody agreed, said amen. Amen.